Shall we talk about turkeys? Let's talk about turkeys. Yes, we have gray turkeys. What are they called?
Blue slate
turkeys. And then we've got turkeys that you've been incubating in the incubator.
Blue slate.
And
then
we
have some midget white
turkeys. They're adorable. They're absolutely adorable. But, okay, you bought some baby turkeys. And how many did you buy?
Five.
And how many are still alive?
Two.
Okay. Real life on the prairie, people. It happens. It's frustrating. It's sad. But it happens. You have come upon the Real Life on the Prairie podcast. You may hear shenanigans in the background. My husband on the tractor. The children playing with the dogs. Who knows what you might hear in the background here. This is Donita Fogelman of PrairieDustTrail.com, which we have a magazine now, if you haven't checked that out. This is a biblically based magazine helping you connect things of the past with the future so that you can become more sustainable in your life right where you are. Okay? Forget Mother Earth News and Backwoods Magazine. Those are all those are owned by the same company. Let's get out of the rut of being stuck with these big companies that own everything. So, if you would like a biblically based magazine, pop on over to PrairieDustTrail.com and check it out. Now, turkeys. And Real Life on the Prairie. Let's see, somebody said recently that turkeys are bad for chickens. Is that true? I'm asking really? Number four right now. Not really?
Not really.
Not really.
Chickens can carry what's called blackhead. It won't affect chickens or most other poultry, but it will kill turkeys.
Okay, chickens can carry something called blackhead that can be bad for turkeys, right?
Yes.
You should probably be closer to the microphone so that I can make sure that people hear you. But, okay, so we have chickens, we have turkeys, we used to have peacocks. We don't have peacocks anymore. One of the worst predators out here for peacocks is owls. Yes. Owls. We have seen owls get the peacocks on a fence post. Sitting on a fence post. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the owls just don't even care. They'll do it right there in the yard, right by the back door. Peacock is delectable to them, and it's frustrating. And I love the peacocks. A lot of people don't like them because they're noisy, but they made a great doorbell because we don't have doorbells on our house. And honestly, I mean, it's an old farmhouse. We've got a long driveway. You know, I want to know when people drive in, not when they're already up to my door. So the peacocks would always let us know. The dogs usually let us know. Usually, I like to brag to one of my friends. Her dogs have a tendency to kind of sit like a bump on the log whenever the salesman comes out and startles her, but our dogs are usually better than that. But the peacocks were great. They would just tell you, but they were also awful because Kristen, number two, would go out to practice on her violin. And the peacocks would have competition with her. And it was like peacock versus violin fights. It was kind of funny. And they're very, very noisy. The turkeys, I can't believe I can't hear turkeys out the window right now.
Because they're locked up.
Aha! They are put up right now. They're kind of noisy too, but not as noisy as a peacock. Anyway, turkeys do like, they like treats. They like popcorn. As a matter of fact, we had one turkey for a while that I would come home from a part-time job that I had for a while, and I would bring old popcorn from the job, and the turkey figured it out and would come running to the vehicle after the night shift, and I could swear that turkey was saying, "Popcorn, popcorn, popcorn." They're funny. Animals have personalities, okay? It's not even fish. I mean, we've had goldfish, you know, like in the stock tank, and we've had fish in the house before, too. Fish, you know, even fish have fun personalities. And whenever you're going to move out to the farm or buy a little homestead or whatever, and you think you're going to have these animals and it's going to be great, I don't know that people really think. Everybody should watch Sarah Plain and Tall. If you haven't watched that movie yet, you need to watch that movie. Put it on your watch list. Watch it as a family movie this next weekend. And really, watch it. Sarah Plain and Tall. I think there's a book, too. I have not read the book because the movie's just excellent. And I should probably see if there's a book and read it. But the movie will get the point across. She very much kind of a city girl. Moves out to the farm. She was a newspaper store-bought bride type thing. Mail order bride, that's what they're called. And moves out to the farm, and some coyotes get to the sheep and kill a couple of sheep. And she had named the sheep, and she was distraught, as you can imagine. And I've known some people that have moved out to the country from city-fied areas, and they get their animals, and they are babying their animals. And it's something that doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense to me because I've grown up out on the farm. There is a lot of death on the farm, okay? And a lot of it is on purpose. You're raising livestock, right? So even if that's not why you're raising them, even if you're a vegetarian and you're raising the sheep for the wool, okay, you still there's just it's the farm. It just is. Things die, okay? And I know that this can't just be a farm thing because things die in the city too. Every time we go to visit the city, there's roadkill. There's something dead on the side of the road. Whether it's a puppy, a kitty, a, you know, wild animal of some sort, there's roadkill. Yeah, you've got the city officials to go and clean things up for you so that you don't have to see that and deal with it. And I know it's hard. And if you have a pet and you've ever had to put a pet down or had a pet pass away, then yes, it's very difficult. And for a lot of people, this is part of your family. And I get that. And on one hand, you don't want to think that the farmers and ranchers don't think that that's part of their family. It is. These ranchers get up early in the morning, and every morning they go out and they count their cattle. And they make sure that they're all there. And the cattle have an ear tag with numbers in them. And if I had a favorite one, then I would write on the ear tag the name that I gave it. Because you name the bulls, because they will hopefully be with you for the rest of their lives, you know. And you can name the cows, because hopefully, again, they will be with you for the rest of their lives. But if you have a steer, you have a mama cow that has a boy calf, you can only keep so many boy calves, right? You can only keep so many, because if you get a whole bunch of boy calves, then they'll fight with each other and they'll cause havoc and they'll knock the fences down and they'll be mean to each other. They will kill each other. Okay. So if you have a boy calf, you usually, unless he's a really good one, you want to keep him for a bull. You need to castrate him. And we usually do it ourselves. The ranchers out here do it ourselves. That's not something you usually take them to the vet for. Unless you're taking like a whole load to the vet. And you're usually working with the vet to do this stuff. So we do it ourselves. We do the castration ourselves. So all of our children know how to castrate an animal. I know how to castrate an animal. It just is part of living on the farm. So whenever there's boys born and they're not going to be kept for breeding, whether it's a goat, a cow, whatever, then we castrate them. And if we name them after food, because it just makes it easier. So we've had some called, hamburger or T-bone or ribeye and things like that, because we know that's what they're going to be. And something needs to eat those, because that's part of the cycle of life. So they either need to be, dog food or whatever, or they need to be people food. So if you're a vegetarian, then your dogs and your cats cannot live without meat. I mean, they have to have it. So they're carnivores. You might be able to live without meat, but they can't. So something has to have those meats, that meat. And that's part of the reason that that happened. So it's going to be the same way with the turkeys. We were talking about turkeys. Need to get back to the turkeys. And it's kind of the same way with the turkeys and the chickens and any of the poultry. You can only have so many males. If you get too many roosters in the hen house, they will be mean to the hens and to each other. Okay? Because they're all wanting their piece of the action. Okay? So it's just kind of a thing that you want to limit the amount of abuse that goes on with all of the additional maleness happening. And I know there are people today that are wanting to limit the maleness in humanity, but that's a whole nother thing. God created Adam first and gave him dominion over the creatures, and woman was created to be a helpmeet. We are a one-on-one individual thing, like eagles. They mate one male eagle and one female eagle basically for life. I think doves do the same thing, pigeons. There are many animals like that do just mate for life. Okay. And we are one of those. I mean, we're not animals. We're just not. We're created in the image of God. So we need to quit trying to limit humanity. It's funny how it's not funny how some countries want to limit females, and but they don't. But then our country is sitting here wanting to limit masculinity and or define it. Okay. And I just don't, guys. Not all men need to like football. All right. That is not a sign of testosterone. Football is not a sign of testosterone. Football might be a sign of lack of noodles in your noggin, but that's debatable. Anyway, we were talking about turkeys. Yeah, turkeys have lack of noodles in their noggin too, but they're really sweet. So you only want so many tom turkeys. So you got to plan on somebody for Thanksgiving, which I keep reminding number four of, because we've had a few turkeys in the past that we could not have for Thanksgiving because they became pets. And sometimes because that happens. There was only one. So
it's a girl.
And she was a girl, so she didn't need to be, she was all alone. So, there are times that you will have a pet and you will keep it. I remember whenever I was little, we had a pig. This isn't a turkey again. Poor turkey. We had this little baby pig, and I'm sure it happened a lot. And we bottle fed the little baby pig. He was crippled in his back legs, this little baby pig, because my grandfather had a pig farm. Okay. We don't eat pork anymore. We are Torah observant, so we eat clean now. But back then, I was raised on a pig farm. My family didn't know these things. So we had this little baby pig that was born. I don't know if he was born crippled in his back legs or if the mama pig accidentally, which a mama pig is called a sow, okay? I don't know if the sow actually rolled over him or laid on him or something and hurt him or what. But anyway, he came in a little shoebox and we bottle fed that little pig. And I don't remember how big that he got or anything, but I'm assuming he eventually became, sausage. And and we ate him. And we've had sometimes the farmers out here will have a cow. Again, we're not talking about turkeys. I'm supposed to be talking about turkeys. They'll have a cow that dies in childbirth or something, and they'll bring the calf over here to us, and we'll bottle feed the calf for them. And, you know, we do take care of our animals. And so there's some people that think, oh my goodness, these farms and ranches, they don't care about their animals. They're just trying to raise livestock. Well, there's a few of those, but most likely that's the corporate facilities that aren't even owned by the U.S., okay? Because like the big pig facilities that put my grandfather out of business, they're not U.S. owned facilities, and those pigs are not raised in a humane manner, as far as I'm concerned. It's not a healthy environment for the people who work there or for the pigs. And it's probably definitely not healthy for you to be eating their meat at the grocery store, you know, that you're getting from the grocery store or from, you know, wherever you get your fast food breakfast. So another reason that we do not eat pork anymore is that, there are people out here that do raise their own pigs and, you know, do their own pork, and that would be cleaner. They pasture raise a lot of them, and the pigs get to roam around in a larger area, and they get a nice mud puddle. That was one of my jobs on my grandfather's farm, was to create the mud puddles for the pigs every year, and they loved it. I would go out there and, you know, water down their mud puddle for them to play in. So anyway, turkeys. Yeah, here lately, there's been, how many have you hatched?
I hatched 2, 8.
You've hatched 8?
Yes, I've hatched 8.
And how many other eggs were there that didn't hatch? Because I know you had at least a dozen that you got from.
Seven
that did not hatch, and 8 that did hatch. And then one of them hatched and had like crooked legs or something, right? And that one didn't make it?
Yeah, that one didn't make it. And had another one of the dozen that ended up getting too cold or didn't stay long enough in the incubator or something.
Something, yeah. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens. That kind of stuff happens. We keep trying to, well, she does. She keeps trying to incubate things and growing more stuff because we want to, we just want to keep it coming. You never know when a critter is going to, we have a real problem with skunks and definitely raccoons out here. They're very industrious and very good at getting through major facilities to try to keep the birds safe. And yeah, they're annoying. They're very frustrating. Plus they make a mess.
Can build Fort Knox.
Yes.
And still get in.
They will make it through Fort Knox to get in, get a chicken, and get it out.
Always a purebred young hen.
Huh?
Always a purebred
young hen. Yeah, always the best hens. Always the best hens, definitely. So it happens. And there we are. Turkeys are a lot of fun. They have a good reason. It's good if you want to grow, you know, raise some turkeys. Let's see. What is her name on YouTube? There's this girl on YouTube that has, she does, see if I can do this without, nope, I don't want to listen to you. It's Mariah Patty on YouTube. I'll put her link in the description. She does dressmaking, historical dressmaking and things like that. But she also has been raising chickens. She's got some turkeys, and she even has a little guinea right now. And I don't want to talk about guineas at all. I don't like guineas. But I'll put her link in the description. She's got some really cute, and it's kind of a nice in-between that she does grow them for her own use. So she eats the eggs, and there is the occasional, she doesn't show the butchering, and she said in one of her last videos she doesn't plan to, and I'm not going to on, you know, YouTube or anything show how to do the butchering. It's just one of those things that we've kind of learned to do. If you want to learn how to butcher any animals, get the Foxfire books, okay? Get the Foxfire books, because they will go through the whole shebang. And you can do step-by-step there if you want to, or you can just do it the fast and easy way like I do, and I skin the bird. I don't keep the skin on there. The skin's just gross anyway, guys. So, yeah, I don't do the whole defeathering, hot water, all that kind of stuff. That's just, nah, I don't. I just can't be bothered with that. So, anyway, yeah, about turkeys and lots of other things there, but part of the real life on the prairie thing, right? Again, if you haven't checked out the magazine, if you are subscribed to the magazine, you enjoy it, please email me and let me know what you think. I'd really like some more feedback on it. I've gotten some really good feedback, but any ideas, you know, suggestions that you have, if you're a writer and you would like to write something about your own experiences with trying to live more sustainably, please contact me. My email is on the website. And I've got a contact form and all that kind of stuff. So, and I'm on social media and all the places too. So, you know, visit, holler, email, something like that. I'm on Telegram me, whatever. Let me know. And if you're a photographer and you'd like to submit some pictures of some of the shenanigans you've got going on your little homestead, I would love that as well. Or your kitchen garden or your balcony garden. You know, just love that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm going to let you go and go find a turkey. And, well, two would be good. They need a friend. So, yeah. Get you some turkeys. They're fun. You'll enjoy it.